This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The government said that India has secured a favorable trade deal with the United States, protecting interest of agriculture and dairy sectors. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal termed the trade pact between New Delhi and Washington as historic and forward-looking, that places India's national interest at the center. Mr. Goyal highlighted that the agreement will create new opportunities for farmers, fishermen, MSMEs, women entrepreneurs, and the youth across rural and urban India. He said the deal will benefit many sectors including MSME, textile, gems and jewellery, leather goods and marine goods. Mr. Goyal said, under the deal, no compromise has been made on the livelihoods of the farmers.
Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi ji ne hamesha agriculture aur dairy sectors ko sambhala hai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has always protected the agriculture and dairy sectors and safeguarded their interests. He has continuously worked to ensure that people in these sectors get a bright future, more opportunities and increased income. In the US trade deal as well, India's sensitive sectors, especially agriculture and dairy, have been protected.
India and the United States have reached a landmark trade agreement under which Washington will reduce reciprocal tariffs on Indian goods to 18%. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington today ahead of an inaugural ministerial on critical minerals. Rubio welcomed Jaishankar at the Department of State. Jaishankar is on a visit to the United States from February 2nd to 4th and will participate in the critical minerals ministerial convened by Rubio today. The meeting between Jaishankar and Rubio comes a day after U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Truth Social that India and the United States agreed to a trade deal under which Washington will bring down reciprocal tariff on Delhi from 25 to 18%. 8 opposition MPs of the Lok Sabha have been suspended from the remaining part of the budget session for their unruly behavior in the House. The MPs are Manikam Tagore, Amrinder Singh Raja, Gurjeet Singh Aujla, Hebe Eden, Dean Kuriakos, Prashant Padole and Kiran Kumar Reddy of Congress, and S. Venkateshan from CPIM. The House yesterday witnessed repeated adjournments due to the ruckus created by the opposition parties over various issues, including China, India-China relation and India-US trade deal. Meanwhile, the Rajya Sabha yesterday resumed a discussion on the motion of thanks to the President Draupadi Murmu's address on commencement of the budget session. The discussion remained inconclusive. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw announced the successful breakthrough of the second mountain tunnel of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail project in Palghar of Maharashtra. This marks a key milestone in the country's ambitious bullet train corridor. This tunnel is 454 meters long with a width of 14.4 meters and will accommodate both up and down tracks for the Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project. Mr. Vaishnaw yesterday hailed the entire team for working at a good pace, saying that the entire world is witnessing India's first high-speed rail project. BJP leader Yumnam Khemchan Singh has been unanimously elected as the BJP Legislative Party leader of Manipur. He was elected in the Legislative Party meeting held at the party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, party's general secretary and central observer appointed for the election of the Legislative Party leader in Manipur, Tarun Chugh, informed about his election. He also noted that under the guidance and leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Mr. Singh's vast experience, unwavering commitment and strong leadership will further strengthen the party and help fulfill the aspirations of the people of the state. The Reserve Bank of India will hold its Monetary Policy Committee MPC meeting from today to Friday. The decision of the RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra-led six-member MPC will be announced on Friday. In the ICC Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, India will take on a spirited Afghanistan in the second semi-final at the Harare Sports Club in Harare today. The Indian team has remained unbeaten in the tournament so far. And that is the end of this news bulletin.